Welcome to Saving People, Queering Things, the supernatural podcast where everybody questions dogs and we don't enjoy it. Today, we're pulling up to season 6, episode 8, All Dogs Go to Heaven. I'm your host, Noah, pronouns he, him.
I'm Sam, pronouns she, they.
And I'm KJ, and my pronouns are also she, they.
And the question of the day I have for my co-hosts is, have you ever talked to your pet trying to communicate with them genuinely?
Yes.
So proud of you. Thank you.
Hands down. Like,
obviously. I mean, it's like once a day.
I mean, genuinely? What do you mean by genuinely?
Have you ever thought for maybe a half a second that, oh, wait, maybe we do understand each other? Maybe.
I feel like sometimes. I don't have a pet currently. Soon I will be getting a pet, but
I don't currently have a pet either, but I definitely have had pets in the past and I do talk to them like they're people.
I also talk to them like they're people, but I don't really expect them to understand me.
Fair.
But maybe they do.
I do sometimes a little too much, but not these kind of pets.
Not this much.
Nope, definitely not. Oh my God. Well, now that you've met your host for today, it's time to catch you up. If you guys haven't watched Supernatural recently, here's what you missed on the road so far. First up, KJ is going to recap the show up to this point.
Are you
ready? I think. Oops.
Let's see how I do. Been a minute. Yesterday I watched this episode and then I also watched 4:13. So everything between 4:13 and now is
Important. I don't think. Nah. You can skip right from there to here and be right caught up. That's right. No problem.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
As right as I'm gonna get.
I believe in you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, well, Sam and Dean had a whole thing where they stopped the apocalypse. So I'm not gonna go into the details on that. But Sam went to hell and then he came back and he was a little different and he's soulless now. And Dean had a family with Ben and Lisa for a little bit, which was super weird, but he's not feeling happy. And I don't know, they're working for Crowley.
Perfect.
Nice. Good
that
job.
Was so well done. Expertly done. Now it's Sam's turn to catch us up on this week's episode. 608. Are you ready?
Yeah, I suppose. This is my favorite segment.
It's the best, you know?
As we just gotta
breeze through it. It's uh-huh. Just to make sure we're all on the same page and everybody's good. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So there's a bunch of animal attack. And Sam and Dean go and investigate and they discover that it is a skinwalker, and then they have this whole plan to like take this family of skinwalkers down, I guess, and they argue a lot about how to do it because Sam doesn't have a soul, and then at the end they have a heart-to-heart, one of the classic brother heart-to-hearts. Yep,
there you go, that's all you need.
That's all you need to know.
The solid good emotional beats of the episode. Well, now it's time for us to pick some music to accompany us along our journey down the road. Here's what we have this week. Sam, do you want to go first?
Yeah, my song is Soldier by Tommy Prophet. And this song just kind of gave me like soulless Sam vibes because it just talks about like soldiering on no matter what. There's a line, one of the lines says, "Soldier, keep marching on. Quiet now, you're going to wake the beast. Hide your soul out of reach."
Mm.
And I was like, ooh, soulless Sammy.
Yeah, that fits very well.
Yeah.
KJ, how about you?
Okay, first I was like, oh no, what am I going to pick? And then I remembered I have a whole Sam playlist.
Of course, Sam. Just one.
And like, this is the only soulless Sam episode I'm going to be on.
Ah, there you go.
So I had all the options and I was kind of torn between two, but I went with Enemy by Imagine Dragon.
Ooh.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the vibe. It gives soulless Sam. Like the main like riff is like, oh, spare the sympathy, everybody wants to be my enemy, and that feels like it really like is Sam's deal right now.
Encapsulates his whole character right now. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I went with a pick that I feel Dean was trying to project onto Sam going forward, and maybe in this episode as well. Americana by the Jonas Brothers, but it's by John Bellion. All right. It just feels like the idealistic version of Sam that Dean wishes was still around, and they're going to try to go get back. And Sam, I feel like, could he just hear this and not live up to it, and could feel himself not living up to it in Dean's eyes. And that hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
I have to say, watching this after, like, immediately after recording after school special with, like, flashback Sam and, like, season four Sam, and then turning this on, I was like, whoa, this gives me some character whiplash.
Forward, backwards. Oh my God. Yeah. Crushing.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've got our mixtape playing, it's time for this week's hunt. Today, we're pulling up to season 6, episode 8, All Dogs Go to Heaven, through the theme of human nature, which is just a great, great pick for a theme on a Skinwalker episode. Love it.
Skinwalker and Sam with No Soul really is like, what is human nature?
Yeah, really. I hate soulless Sam.
I love soulless Sam. So I think we're having a good time. I prefer my Sam soul.
Sam is like my favorite character. So seeing him be such an asshole and just not himself is like hurts.
A little jarring.
Same. Actually, hurts though, me. Like when I say that I like my Sam a little bit evil, I mean like season 4 evil, not season 6 evil.
Yes, I agree.
I like Sam where he's evil, but like he's fully conscious of his actions and like right and wrong.
Yeah. That's a lot more compelling than a Sam who's
just no moral compass whatsoever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy seeing it, and it plays for a fun dynamic with Dean. So
I think soulless Sam's very funny. Yeah.
Oh yes, he's a lot more funny.
Mouth breathing dick monkeys. Oh, that was good.
And Jared is funny when he's given the opportunity to be funny. So I think that like soulless Sam works out well for Jared.
That is true. Yeah, I'm sure Jared had fun with it.
Easily, for sure. One problem. Okay, well, one preconception that I came into this episode with is having watched All Dogs Go to Heaven before, and the main character's name is Charlie. I know there's a Charlie coming up very shortly, and I was excited because I thought it might be this episode, but
that is beyond disappointing to be expecting Charlie.
A little bit. I was like, ooh. Wait, there's a lot of drums.
How much do you know about Charlie? What is your Charlie knowledge?
I've been told by somebody that I trust very well, and they know me, that I'm gonna love Charlie, and they're gonna be my fucking favorite character. So
I can't wait to track.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie is the best.
Truly.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of GIF sets of Charlie later on, and I don't want to know the context behind those yet, but I want to know some of the context. Yes. I want to meet Charlie, but it's not here.
That is a disappointment. I see how you got that logic.
Yeah, it was a little bummer, but that's okay because I didn't want them to be a skinwalker, so that's okay. It works out.
Yeah. I forgot how like creepy the actual skinwalker like concept in this episode is. Like just the concept of like your family dog might be a full grown man.
That's a little very disconcerting and not a great vibe to put out there into the world.
When he climbs into the bed with the wife.
Oh my God.
And like licks her face.
Licks the face with the mouth that just killed her husband. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Ooh, not great. I do love, not to skip right to the end, but I love that she is like, no, fuck off. Like, what?
Go on.
Yeah. She's like, this is creepy. Go away.
It was so good. I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you for giving him what he deserves. I'm sorry, but it's...
Yeah, I don't know. Something about like having a young kid in the house too is like also like, extra, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that he tried to protect them, but he could have protected them more by just leaving, just going anywhere else. But
yeah.
Okay.
Something, I don't know, to me about like the killing of the husband or boyfriend or whoever the fuck that guy was.
Oh yeah.
Also feels like inherently like sexual too, like
a little bit.
Like he's definitely getting that guy out of the way.
Yeah it definitely felt
and
like
the way that.
That
like her response to like the dog being in her bed and her husband not being home is like, oh, like lucky, like you're the only like good man in my life, which is like relatable as fuck, but like
right, if it was an
so
actual
creepy.
Dog
yeah so creepy in that context.
Yeah,
but right at the beginning Cal walks into the room and Lucky's all growling at him and not having good vibes at all,
and
so.
Usually I would take that as that guy's a monster because I trust the dogs.
Yeah, usually this episode hurts because now it feels like you can't. Can't trust even the dogs, and that hurts. It's different with cats because you know you can't trust a cat. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's true.
Monster or not, you can't trust them.
I would be absolutely 0% surprised if a family cat turned into a human being. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like, ah, yeah.
90% of cats are witches, and that's just a fact. So I liked the turn of humans saving a dog that got hit by a car and taking it to the vet are the antagonists a little bit. Like, they're not being helpful.
Also, like, what's the deal with those people? Are those people, like, blind? Like, they hit a dog and they shoved it in the van. They didn't look around.
So Sam was fast.
Sprinting. And Sam's, like, not hard to miss.
No.
No.
He's a big
old moose. I was confused about that, too. I was like, did they just not...
You didn't look to see if the owner was around?
Yeah. And he even yells at them as they drive away. Like, what are you... Okay.
Something with them yelling, that's my dog. I mean, I guess they were just,
like, in a rush trying to get... save the dog, which is fair.
True. Maybe they were in a rush before they hit the dog, and then that just made it all worse. So then they were an extra rush.
I am a little bit glad that they did pick up the dog, though. Like, it's funny. It's funny that it's played off as, like, they're very much inconveniencing Sam, but, like, it's good to know that they're not just leaving the dog that they just hit there.
Yeah. It would have been worse if they just hit and run. And then
as someone who's had their dog be hit and run before, like, I just think it's really awful. Like,
awful.
Absolutely.
I get that, like, it's awful to hit a dog. Like, no one wants that on their conscience. But no, like,
but you
try
gotta,
and figure out where the dog came from.
Gotta give some closure or consequences. Like, it's gotta happen.
It's obviously it's an accident. It's not on purpose. But, like, try and, like, contact the person that owns the dog.
Yeah, call anybody you
literally
care.
Anybody.
I thought it was interesting that the Lucky didn't call himself a skinwalker. He was like, yeah, I mean, whatever I am. Like, he doesn't really have much
context.
Didn't
know what the deal was.
Yeah, but, like, he was just kind of pulled into this, and I don't know, it was a weird vibe from, like, all episodes.
The whole like sleeper cell aspect was, like, very, very concerning. And I feel like Sam and Dean were, like, 30% less concerned than they should be.
Yeah, a little bit. But, like, they were more preoccupied with the soul problem and not the potentially hundreds of dogs across the country that are...
Yeah, I don't know. You think Sam would be a little bit more objective at the moment.
Yeah.
And recognize that's like a global problem.
I do understand it from Dean and also maybe a little bit from Sam, because they're like, this is just their life. Like, they're like, there's monsters everywhere. This is just how it is. And the soul thing is just very present.
But these are very organized monsters. Like, they are organizing themselves for some sort of attack, assault.
Not
great. It feels like, I don't know, at the very least, that's a call in to Bobby and everybody that Bobby knows.
Definitely a call to Bobby. And then Bobby spreads it to everybody, and everybody checks their dogs. Oh my God.
Check your dogs.
What's their process there? And do they just go up to a dog and hold some silver nearby, see if anything happens?
Every dog that exists ever.
Every dog in the county. Oh my God.
I have
a
question.
Yeah.
A lore question, which I don't know if either of you will be able to answer. But are all skinwalkers dogs?
It was sort of framed that way in a, like, their werewolf cousins sort of deal.
Right. Because they already know about skinwalkers. So they already know that this is a thing
that could happen, I guess, theoretically. But
they haven't heard of them.
I feel like the organizational aspect of it is the, like, main concern, because that's usually not what monsters do.
Right.
Monsters usually, you know, eat people because they're hungry.
Yeah.
Survive rather than thrive.
So usually infiltrate homes with the intention of turning a bunch of more monsters for no reason.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Especially now. We're, like, post-apocalypse, technically. Like, we've subverted that whole apocalypse thing that was on the way. Like, we should really be, like, chilling the fuck out as far as
so just
monsters
relax.
Go.
Chill the fuck out.
Everyone should be chilling. Clearly they're not, but...
That's right.
Usually, I don't know about everyone else, but when the world is about to end and then doesn't end, I usually treat myself to a relaxing day or two before the next big problem comes around.
At least one or two.
I don't know what that's like. It's been so long since it felt like the world wasn't on fire.
Yeah, it's been nonstop for a couple of years now. Not great. Not great. In the final confrontation, when Dean's got his big old sniper rifle and he's looking all impressive and taking these big shots, and then a dog gets the jump on him and he gets stuck in the grate. So good. It's just a good little move anytime they play. That's good.
It's just not what I thought that you were gonna say.
I mean, it's not a good hunter move for sure, but his quick draw immediately after to pull out the pistol, that's a good hunter move. So like, he got caught slipping, but not really. You know,
I thought your concern was going to be when Sam said take the shot and then Dean said she's in the way and then Sam said take it anyways, yeah. Like it wasn't a human being.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
That's not a concern at all. And oof. Yeah.
Yeah. All the like little comments from Sam where you're like, oh shit, he has no soul. And then you like it pans to Dean's face and you see him being like, oh, what shit. The fuck?
He has no soul. Wow. That's not him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam immediately sitting him down and being like, well, hey, I'm not Sam. You're right. Think I'm different. Something different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sam was harsh, but he was like, all of the things I've been saying have been absolute bullshit. I don't care about Lisa and Ben. I don't even really care about you. And like, that's hard for Dean to hear, I would imagine.
So hard, I bet. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, on one hand, I feel like, oh, I mean, obviously, yes, very hard for him to hear. But I think perhaps maybe a little bit relieving because he already kind of knows this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it is better just to be honest about it at this point.
Because at this point, he knows that he can potentially get his Sam back.
You know, the like, faking is creepy.
Yeah, putting on the facade is a lot worse than just accepting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like Dean has been wanting to have kind of this honest conversation for a while.
Yeah.
And he keeps kind of telling Sam, like, you're not my Sam. You are different. Something is very wrong. And Sam keeps kind of brushing him off and being like,
no.
And so now having this honesty, I feel like Dean is like, okay, it's acknowledged. Now we can find a way to fix it.
Yeah. The line where he says, I'm pretty sure it's not something the old me could have done. Oh, well, probably rings a little true for Dean because he's seen the limits that Sam has gone to before and can imagine what it's like past that.
Right. Yeah.
And Sam always used to be like the moral compass. Like even back in the old days, like season two, Sam like was like, maybe we don't need to kill this monster. They're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Versus this Sam who's like, what if you just shoot that woman so you can shoot the monster? Like it'll go through her.
Yeah.
Damn, son. Damn.
Doesn't matter that she has a kid at home and that kid's other parents definitely already dead. And
yeah, they really do just traumatize this poor kid time and time again this episode.
Yeah.
Sam busts in, starts
shooting.
That kid
is okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
I did find it very enjoyable personally when Sam was just like, I don't know, like Lucky was like, first of all, he was like antagonizing Lucky. Like, it was like, roll over, Lucky, speak. And like, he's like, go to hell. And Sam was like, already been, didn't agree with me.
Yes.
So I love that. Like, I was like, this is the soulless Sam that's funny.
Yeah. Their whole little chemistry.
I do kind of wonder if, like, I don't know, Sam laughs at one of Dean's jokes and Dean's like surprised about it in this episode. And then Sam just says something like, soul or not, like, that's funny. But like, I don't know, if Sam's soulless, he doesn't dream, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't care about anything. Like, does he actually find anything funny? Like,
no, that's an interesting.
There's humor.
That's a good question.
This like might be for a whole of their podcast, but like
this is great. Yeah,
think that like, I don't know, I think like Sam's sexuality is like tied to his soul as well, because like soullessly Sam has very, very different sex habits than regular Sam.
True. Yeah,
okay. And like different preferences. And I'm just like, does Sam actually find anything funny? Is he amused? Can he be amused?
I bet he's got a little part of it that's like muscle memory, you know, like he knows what he used to like, what he used to laugh at. And so there's a little hint of that shining through. But I imagine I feel like a lot of it's tied to the soul for sure.
Yeah.
But soul or not, he found a joke funny.
He did. It wasn't even that funny of a joke.
Or so he claims. I don't know. Maybe it's like demon humor and, you know, it's.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, that it's not like.
Yeah, demons find things funny, but like weird things.
Find things funny, but in like a dark way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he wouldn't before when he has his soul.
Damn.
Dean also projected onto Lucky super hard during that, like, when they had Lucky like tied to that chair. Like, yeah. Dean's like, oh, like this family, they took you in and you felt safe with them.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, Dean, you're talking about Lisa.
I'm like, ooh, hey.
Oh, I didn't even make that connection.
You're a stray dog, babe.
I feel like Sam did, because Dean doesn't talk about Lisa or Ben this episode, does he? Besides that
he thinks Sam about calling Lisa, but he will not talk about them.
Okay, yeah. So Sam bringing it up at the end when he's like, I don't really care about Sam and I mean Ben and Lisa. I don't really care about you even. I feel like he saw that Dean was projecting that a little bit and was like, oh, so you're still thinking about them? You're still thinking about that family?
Yeah.
I'll mention that. Interesting.
I feel like, I think for me, like, that's the thing I don't like about Solo Sam is his like complete lack of interest in Dean, like, at all.
Yeah.
It's not even like he cares about Dean because he thinks he should care about Dean. He's just like, I care about you because, like,
you won't help me otherwise.
You're helpful.
Yeah,
you're helpful. You're like a tool. And like, I don't know, Sam and Dean are a little codependent sometimes, but like,
sometimes
at the end of the day, like, that's what keeps this whole train rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 seasons.
And like, I don't know. Like, even when they're mad at each other, like, they still love each other. And so, like, for Sam, like, Solo Sam, like, just doesn't care. Like, not even like, he doesn't hate Dean. He's just like completely indifferent. And that's what I think is really hard for me to swallow.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't even think about you type of vibe.
Yeah, the indifference is worse. Yeah.
It's
worse than hate.
It's not natural for anybody to be that indifferent about literally everything.
Yeah.
Very concerning vibes from
something Sam. About Crowley. I don't know. I also, like, I haven't watched a lot of the other Solo Sam episodes recently, but something about the, like, Crowley just like saying that, like, Sam would sell Dean out for a soda. Like, I was like, oh, damn. That really made it like real to me.
And Sam didn't even react.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he can't deny it.
Yeah.
He probably could. Solo Sam's probably a better liar than real Sam, who's not a great liar some of the time.
Yeah, but Crowley saying, oh, is that Bobby Singer? Give him a kiss for me. Icon.
My God.
Icon.
Iconic.
So funny.
Crowley is here to, like, just stomp on any homophobia before it can even pop up. That is his vibe. It's been his vibe since day one when he was making rich homophobes, like, kiss him.
So good.
Like, that's Crowley's vibe, and I like that he's sticking to it. Like,
truly. He picked it. He picked his lane. He stays in it.
Also, we haven't gotten to Crowley yet on Supernatural Opinions, so anytime I come onto another podcast where there's Crowley...
Gotta talk about him.
Honestly, wasn't enough of him in this episode for my taste.
Yeah, no, he got pretty
last
dark.
Time I hear it was like a Crowley episode.
Yeah, where he's there the whole time. Those are the best ones. But I like when he can pop in and do his little commentary. And
honestly, yeah, he's just like a little like salt on the episode. Like,
yeah. A little sprinkle of Crowley.
Yep. Flavor.
Anything else that stood out to y'all in this episode?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
It was very much like a middle of the episode or middle of the season, like case of the week episode.
They don't really solve the problem. They don't really know how to.
Basically back where we started at the start of the episode. Like, we're still working for Crowley. We still don't have an idea of how we're going to get Sam's soul back.
And we only stopped one section of this Skinwalker sleeper cell setup.
Yeah, which will definitely be mentioned again in the future. Absolutely.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. I'm good.
Noah.
Well, then, now it's time to move on to our final and favorite section of the episode, character blessings. Who would y'all like to bless this week?
I don't know that I've ever come on here and not bless Sam, but I don't want to waste my blessing on Sam.
Ooh.
I just feel like, you know, he doesn't have a soul, so like
he won't feel it anyway.
Yeah, he's not going to feel it anyways. So I'm going to bless Dean for putting up with Sam and Crowley, and I don't know. He's going through
and
with
lucky.
Ben and Lisa. He really fucking needs it. He's putting up with a lot of bad things at the moment. Like,
Yeah, true. Good I was blessing. Also thinking Dean, but I think if you're blessing Dean, I will say I want to bless the mom and the kid. They're just I hope they're doing well. I hope they get into therapy.
Lots of therapy.
They are okay.
At the very least, a lot of people that they're like tangentially related to have died in the last like week.
Yeah.
On top of the like firsthand trauma that they experienced.
Yeah.
The murders that happened in front of them. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops. It'll be fine. Y'all be fine. I'm going to go ahead and bless Sam because I think he is struggling a lot, and I like to think that he's gonna get back to a better version of who he was before, a different version, and relying on his brother to help him get there will help, I hope. But he's struggling, and I like Sam. He's a good blessings to Sam.
Yeah.
And that's all we've got for you today, folks. Thanks so much for coming on, everybody. It was a blast, as always. KJ, did you have anything of yours out there that you wanna shout out?
I mean, just the podcast that I do about Supernatural. I feel like most, in case they don't, you can listen to Supernatural Opinions pretty much everywhere that you listen to this podcast.
Hell yeah. Also out now, Queering People Saving Throws. Our main crew, along with KJ, taking a dive into a queer D&D adventure, releasing every other Friday right here on our feed.
Make sure you are subscribed to Saving People Queering Things wherever you listen to your podcast and share our show with your friends. You can also join our free Discord server, find links to our socials, and catch up on the latest season mixtapes all at our website, queeringthingspodcast.com.
Be sure to ride along with us next week as we explore Season 6, Episode 9, Clap Your Hands If You Believe, through the theme of masculinity.
Thank you all for coming along for the ride, and we wish you a peaceful road until we meet again.